Welcome back to the Future Self Podcast. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 9. Country number 2, Vietnam. One thing you have to bear with is bear with me on the quality of the studio until I find my footing in Europe. I used to love the stoogie, I used to call it the stoogie, back at home in my apartment. I got lucky with the studio I found in Bali. Not so lucky up in the mountains of Vietnam, in Ninh Binh. That's where I'm at currently. But I want to bear with it, right? I want to work with it. The point of a podcast is a conversation. It's not always an aesthetic. I just do the aesthetic, the studio, and put in that effort because I care. And I think it's enjoyable and interesting. And that's what I like the most when I tune into a podcast, is being able to flicker between listening to it and then actually looking at it. But consistency, right? Consistency is what matters most. Now, that's what I actually want to talk about to start this podcast. Consistency, long-term, the long-term continuum. That's what this podcast is going to be about today. But before I do, I just want to brush on a little bit about what I've been doing. Now, I've been really conscious to not make this a travel podcast. I don't want it to be about the best locations, only my travel experiences, because that's not what this is about. That's not what I actually care to talk about. It's a big part of what I'm doing, and it's bringing a lot of my lessons. It's bringing a lot of the things that are new for me, and it's solidifying a lot of what I do. This podcast is called Future Self. Future Self. I am living my past version dream for his future self. This was a goal set at 16. And I worked really solidly on it in the years of 18, 19, 20, 21, busting my ass. So this is the repercussions of Future Self. I'm not here to flex that I'm traveling the world at 22 and that's what you should have done or that's what you should be doing. It's not actually at face value the point of it. The point of what you can gain from what I'm doing or what I preach or what I experience is that it is fucking possible. Anything you want is possible. No doubt. Sounds cliche, I get it, but it's so fucking true. The other thing too is being someone that says something and sticks to it. Not being someone who says they're going to start, going to do this, going to change, going to try this, and they never do it. Don't be one of those people. And I'm an expression of not being one of those people. I am a person who says it and does it. Because if you're going to say it and you care about it enough, why the fuck would you not do it? Are you going to give up when it's hard? Are you going to give up when it's not easy? Are you going to give up when you're faced with a little bit of challenge? So consistency, right? That's what I want to talk about. Now, I use this word or phrase called the long-term continuum. It's not my phrase. It's just something I always mention because that's what Future Self is. It is working for yourself for the long-term. I say a long-term continuum because it continues. It is forever developing, changing, fluctuating. It's not from A to B. I'm not that type of individual that works on goals where once I'm there, it's, oh, I'm finally there. It's not about that. It's heading in directions. The biggest thing with the long-term continuum is that it is one of the bumpiest fucking things you will ever look at. It is one of the bumpiest things you'll ever experience. It's one of the bumpiest things you'll ever hear about. Now, bumpy, that means up and down. I say bumpy because up and down is unavoidable in this journey. You are going to have so many of them. It's not about rising all the way up and then random here and there drops. It's fucking consistent up and downs. And that's normal because on the high, you're reaping the rewards of the work you put in. And on the lows, you're learning new things. You're learning new experiences, thought processes, feelings, more about yourself. But you're also learning to solidify what you do. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about the long-term continuum and consistency is when I first started this podcast, I remember I talked to my ex-partner and I had a laugh about some podcasts that were getting 10, 20, 30, 40 views. Now, I wasn't laughing at them, but I was laughing at the idea of, fuck, that would be really hard to be in that position and continue. Like, I couldn't fathom for myself been in a position of posting, putting in all this production work, the money, the time, the energy for a little return. Now, I've had a podcast reach 1.3K. I've had an episode have 30 views. I've been doing this almost for 12 months. And I stripped it back to why I'm actually doing this. Why the fuck am I doing a podcast? Why am I talking? Why am I putting in this effort to have the Future Self podcast running? To fucking help people. To help people, to inspire, to give insight, context, understanding. Whether that's one person, 50, 100, thousands, it doesn't really fucking matter. You could have a few thousand people tune into an episode that's chatting utter shit. No one gains anything from that besides a laugh. You could have five people tune into an episode that changes their life. And that's five people that's going to make major difference from listening to this one episode. And I've been pondering on the idea, should I go from fortnightly to weekly? But then if you go to weekly, it reduces the exposure of how many people tune in per episode. But not every episode is for every person. Not every topic is cared about. Not every topic has people interested in it. So really, if I'm holding back doing fortnightly just for a view count or just to create an excitement, it could be serving people less. So it's definitely something I'm thinking about a lot, going from fortnightly to weekly, especially as I head to Europe, because I'll have more of a routine, systems, structures. Hopefully I'll be able to find a studio and just be able to work things out a little bit smoother. Like, it's not ideal to be in this wooden box doing a potty, but I wasn't going to miss it because it doesn't look as good. Or I wasn't going to miss it because it's not perfect or the lighting's a bit dark. Like, half of you guys are tuning in on Spotify anyway, which is fucking sick because it takes the pressure off me having to look presentable. But anyone who is on YouTube, I adore you. And if you're on Spotify, you can switch over and have a look. It's just this little bamboo hut. It's actually my accommodation in Ninbin, up in the mountains. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, talking about long-term consistency in the continuum, it's the fact of showing up regardless. It's not the fact of only doing when things are great. It's not only doing when things work ideal. It's about showing up. I could have easily quit this, stopped this once I left my apartment, packed up in Australia, and thought, fuck, it's not going to have the same production, the same lighting, it's going to look shit. But then I wouldn't be able to share my experiences, share my new learnt developments, my new thought processes. So why the fuck would I not? And this always links back to that thought for myself and a topic I wanted to talk about today is how important consistency is, but consistency doesn't mean perfection. Now, again, another cliche statement. I understand that, but it's really important because people think consistency is back-to-back efforts that look the same, and that's not the case. It's not the case. It's not doing the same thing over and over without any fluctuations. Consistency could be altering what you do in a night and day difference, but still doing a similar thing. So for instance, I've been exercising, looking after my body, my heart, and my mind for the past 6 or 7 years, since I was 16. Training for me at 16 was different to 18, to 20, to now 22. I've done bodybuilding, I've done CrossFit, I've done boxing, running. So that's consistency, right? Consistently looking after myself. Being consistent with the gym doesn't mean you're doing it 5 days a week, 52 weeks of the year for fucking X amount of years straight. You might do a period where you're literally only getting to the gym one day a week. You might do a period where you're going 6 days a week. You might bodybuild. You might do cardio only. There's consistency in looking after yourself and showing up. And that's the hardest thing. I've posted about it quite a bit on my socials, which for anyone that doesn't follow me, I'll just link it below in the bio if you're interested or keen to check it out. But I've been posting this idea that long-term doesn't actually look up the whole time. And you've seen these graphs, right? The up and down, but it slowly trends up. So there's a guarantee in it always being progressive, which there is, but it doesn't always feel that way. It doesn't always feel that way. And sometimes it doesn't look like it's going to head in that direction either. I've worked with people that become my main result producer. Now, it's not actually a title you give someone, but it could be someone who's posting and resharing the GOA every day, or it could be someone who's really making major gain or major progress or major developments. So they're consistently posted. So if someone mentioned GL coaching, they would think, oh yeah, that person. So that's kind of like the main result producer. Now I have a few of those, but it always fluctuates. So there'll be two or three, and then that will drop off, and then a new two or three will come through. Now, why is that the case? Because long-term continuum, future self, sticking to something consistently for a long period of time, you're bound to fluctuate. And I don't mean fluctuations where your body weight's up 1 kilo one day and it's down a kilo the next. I mean fluctuations where you might spend 4 months killing it and you've lost 10 kilos. And then you might spend 3 months putting 5 kilos back on. The gym sucks. You're hating your routine. Tracking food's a dread. It's boring. You're in that position where you're actually borderline thinking of giving up. I mentioned on my socials in the past week or two, that's not individual. Now, a lot of the time people think the situation they're in is individual to them, in the sense of, fuck, I'm just losing motivation, or, you know, I'm not enjoying it anymore, or I'm struggling. Everyone experiences that. And there is a guaranteed outcome of overcoming or coming out the other side if you stick to it. But it's if you stick to it. Now, any coach that is a good coach or has a well-developed understanding or doesn't just care about the result will bear with an individual. Now, I've worked with hundreds of people. And back when I was an immature coach, so not in the sense of maturity, but my experience in the coaching field, there'd be points in time where I'd get an insane result with someone, and then they would start to slip, and then the result would go backwards, and then they'd start to really decline. And I'd think, fuck, do I end it here? Do I stop with them now? Do I tell them to go off on their own? Because it was that worry of, oh, there's no credibility in working with this person. They're going backwards now. And it's just so mind-blowing for me now to have that mindset, because some of the best transformations, but the best long-term developments I've ever seen is bearing with someone. Now, if your coach stays consistently the same without any adaptation or change, they're not good. And I don't mean that in the sense of, one moment they're getting you to do bodybuilding and the next they're telling you to do CrossFit. Or if you get interested in rock climbing, your program and foundations go from what you've built all of a sudden into rock climbing for a week, and then you want to go back to what you were doing. I'm not saying that. What I mean is working with someone on what's realistic. So I've had people train 6 days a week, and now currently they're doing three. Well, why three? Because if you can do 3 days continuously for 3 months, you'll start to crave the fourth, and then you'll add in the fourth, and then the fourth becomes the fifth, and the fifth then becomes the sixth, and bang, they're back to the routine they're at, but in a much better position. It's not about forcing the foot into the shoe. You're able to wear different shoes. Now, fuck knows why that popped in my head. But it's just that idea of forcing. You don't have to force yourself to stay doing the same thing. Now, this is a really complex conversation, because if you're getting lazy, that's different. If you're getting sloppy, that's different. If you're starting to just not give a fuck and your coach is calling you out or reminding you on the routine you've built or pushing you to do different, that's a different situation. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having done something for so long without there being change, it's okay for there to be change. So the thing I always see, or the pattern I always see with coaches, and I only say with coaches because I understand it, because I've been through it myself with clients in the past, is that some coaches work with people for 6 months, some have 1 year, 2 years, some have three or four. There's always that one or two clients they have that sticks around for a long term. The reason most coaching blocks come to an end, and for you as an individual listening, your journey comes to an end, or a period comes to an end, or your result drive comes to an end, it's because there's no adaptation and there's no change. So they'll work and work and work and squeeze every little bit of juice out of this routine. And then once the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Routine stops. The person gets agitated or upset or they start to regress. And then it's done. It's like, well, no, that's not how it fucking works. It's not how it works. If I stop the gym in the sense of pull it back. So here's an example, right? Back at home in Australia, I used to train 6 weight sessions a week, as well as 3 or so cardio sessions on top. I've been in Vietnam for 2 weeks on Wednesday. So when you're listening to this, I'm actually in London right now. So hopefully I'm fucking living it up. But I've been in Vietnam for 2 weeks. I trained twice. 2 sessions in 14 days. And I've gone on 1 run. So that's 3 things. I used to do 6 sessions. So that's 12 sessions every 14 days. And 3 cardio. So that's 6 every 14 days. That's a lot, right? And I've done 2 in a run. But the thing with it is it's about being okay with knowing the long-term continuum. So this is just a period where I'm doing different things. This isn't a 2-week stint where I can't be fucked or I'm feeling lazy or I can't be bothered. It's just about being okay with things changing. I might land in Europe and I might train 2 or 3 times for the first month as I gain my footing. 1 month in a big long scheme of things is not much at all. But the point I'm trying to make is being okay with making changes that suit you so you continue it. If I was going out in the mountains trying to do push-ups in the grass or run fucking stairs, like it's unrealistic for me and I would actually start to resent it. I would start to be agitated by it. Now, I've done the gym for so long, it's just something I can't give up. I'm one of those individuals where it functions in my cells. I'll be real, I felt really weird having not trained. It's been really uncomfortable, but I've been okay with it and I'll be okay with it in Europe if I'm not training as much because it's about enjoying it long term. Pursuing any goal long term, if there's no enjoyment, it's what's the fucking point? Now, doing a bodybuilding prep where you're depleted as fuck, you don't enjoy that, but you're doing it for an enjoyment of the outcome. Training 12 sessions a week because you're doing a CrossFit comp isn't always enjoyable, but there's enjoyment in it because there's an outcome. So then this is leading into another thing I want to talk about, which is how you identify yourself and how important that actually is. How important it is not to enclose yourself as one person, but how important it is to have those times serve you. Serve a purpose, serve a benefit, but also understand that you can be adaptable. So what I mean by this is at home, I was perfectionistic, very structured. I hated things being out of place. I hated people interrupting my schedule or my systems. I didn't really do much. It was very straight focused. I worked out a plan that was super optimal. Sleep at 7, wake up at 3:34, Monday through to Sunday. I did that back to back. People knew me as someone not really to invite to things because I'd say no. People knew that I worked hard, big days, long hours. That was my identity. I've worked half the time whilst traveling. I've double booked things. I've missed buses. I've missed trips. I've overspent. I've underspent. It is the complete opposite of who I was there. But here's the thing, right? That individual served a purpose. It was building, it was discipline, and it was growth. I bought an apartment. I bought my dream cars. I built enough stability and invested enough where I can travel in it and not be a stress. However, that's not how I identify as my person. That's just a period of what I identified as. And the reason I'm saying this is if you always say to yourself, I lack trust, you're gonna lack trust. You could be someone who has had situations where trust has been affected or negatively experienced, but that doesn't make you a person that lacks trust. The reason I say that is the way you identify yourself is super important for the actions you take. So I've worked with people who were very low communicators and they just used to say, oh, I don't have much to say. I'm not a talkative person. And now that fucking individual talks heaps. I've had people who say they just don't really care. They're just not that bothered. And now they care. They matter on the details. They're affected by what they do. When you identify yourself as something, any opportunity you have to not be that thing are automatically blinds shut. Your lenses are closed to it. So when I was a high stress, I used to say I was a high stress individual. I almost lent into high stress. I never did things that would reduce my stress because that's how I identified. And that's why people identify themselves as lazy or slow or stupid or dumb or this or that. It's like, well, if you're talking that to yourself every day, that's what you're going to be. Because you will grab the opportunities that align to being that and you will be blind shut to the opportunities of not being that. Little bit of insight on random topics. And the reason I'm talking about these are patterns and themes that have been popping up in the people I work with one-to-one as they've been doing different from what they've ever been doing before. And it's fucking great. Like I have a client who normally is perfection, on point, killing it, took a week off the gym, did things different, didn't blink an eye at it. We had a conversation about how amazing it was. I have another individual who doesn't really care too much on the result, just wants routine structure. He's caring about the result. He's putting in the effort. He's stepping it up. It's just so special to see people do different because they're open to doing different. They're not enclosed or they're not categorizing themselves as something that shuts all those blinds off. Now, like I said before, weekly or fortnightly, I'm thinking about it. I want you guys to leave some feedback on what you would prefer. I don't know if you would prefer 20-minute episodes, 30, an hour. I definitely want to keep the structure of solo when I want to or when I need to and with another person when I can. I actually, I was looking back at my old episodes, just how fucking special the people I've done podcasts with are and how special those episodes are too. Like I'm so intrigued for who I'll meet in Europe and what we'll talk about, what I'll be interested in asking, what I'm going to be excited in just pursuing. I feel like this is the first time in my life where I don't have anything set in stone. I have directions set, so I don't want to sit here and say, I don't know what I'm doing with this podcast, because I do, and I know what I want for it, and I know where I want it to go, but it's actually really exciting and thrilling to just be playing with the unknown and sitting into it, leaning into it. Another thing I've been thinking about recently too is doing new things. Now, I'm traveling. Everything I do is going to be new. You have a routine at home, a consistent job, a consistent set of experiences each week. But you don't have to if you don't want to. And what I mean by that is don't throw out your routine. Like I am stinging for a routine. I'm craving it. I've been trying to build it. I've been going to bed early and waking up earlier. So I've been building routine. Routine and new experiences, they don't tie together. What I mean is just try and talk to someone new. Like if you go to the beach and you walk past someone, say hello or make a small little comment, like a one-liner or a joke, smile at people, take yourself out to lunch or out to dinner or for fucking breakfast, go on a walk on your own, go walk a new trail, go drive into somewhere up north or down south to walk, train at a new gym, go train with a friend you haven't seen in a while. Like, I don't want to go airy-fairy with do new things. It changes your life. But new experiences teach you so fucking much about yourself and about who you are, what you like, what you don't like, how you cope, how you thrive. And it also just allows for a development of skills, a development of things you're able to do. I remember when I was leaving Sydney, I was shitting my pants. The airport used to freak me the fuck out. It's so big. There's so many things. It's just so overstimulating. And now, having done it, I just walk through it, knowing what to do, where to go, who to talk to, what to ask. The only thing I still get nervous about, actually, I think it's TSA, walking through the international security. I don't know what it is, and this is going to sound so stupid, but when I walk through and my bag goes through the X-ray machine, I have this feeling that there's going to be drugs in my bag, and I don't know why. It's like when you're driving on the road, speed limit, doing the like normal things, and you see a police, your heart drops, and you have that stress. So that's the only thing I actually haven't adjusted to and is still overwhelming or uncomfortable for me. But yeah, doing new things, like every second day I'm booking new accommodation, transfers, cabs, flights, activities, things like that. So I'm trying to think, when I was back at home, I wasn't doing any of that because I had a routine, I had a purpose. I knew that routine wasn't forever. A lot of people actually got worried for me about how over the top, structured, regimented, straightforward, uninterrupted it was, but I knew it wasn't going to be forever because I was doing this goal, I was pursuing this goal. So having a routine isn't a bad thing. And I'm not saying always go and do new and random things and go and break what you've created, but test yourself. Try a new exercise you've never done before. Jump on that machine you walk past and are curious about. I think things like trying a new gym is so progressive long-term because you have to back yourself going to a new gym. There's new stimulation. It's worrying. It's daunting. But unlike everything I talk about, the exposure to experience is how you progress. Being exposed to what it is you want to progress and experiencing that over and over and over, that's how things change, truthfully. I'm interested to know what you're working on. Now, we obviously can't talk, and you might be too scared or too uncomfortable to leave a comment. If you're comfortable, leave a comment on this video because others might gain inspiration from your goal or what you're working on. But if you want to, just send me a direct message on Instagram, but I'd love to know what it is you're working on. When you tune into this podcast, why are you tuning in? Is it to gain new insight? Is it because I'm a young kid doing what a lot of others aren't doing? Is it you're just curious and interested in what I'm doing? Is it to gain knowledge or insights in how I coach or think? Let me know, because the more feedback you give, the more I can start to process what is gained most from this, what value holds the most percentage for the audience that's tuning in. I feel like there's so many things I want to talk about, but I just don't want to make these episodes too long. And I really like just focusing on one or two topics because I always sit on that thought process that if you give too much, you actually give little. So if I give you 15 things to think about, you probably won't think about any of them. If I talk about one topic, you'll soak it in, you'll take it on, you'll apply it, and you'll potentially start to action from it or do things with it. And I always think about that with coaching because I used to give too much. I used to write 30 odd lines worth of feedback, and now I've cut it back to between 15 and 20 because when I gave too much, it was giving less. But yeah, I'd really love the feedback left either on this episode itself or in my DMs. I'd also love to know what you're working on. I'd love to know your goals. Yeah, I just want to say that I'm very appreciative and very grateful for you tuning in. I know I say this every episode, but truthfully, anyone, YouTube or Spotify, whether you listen to the whole episode, whether you skip till the end, whether it's fucking this or that, I just appreciate you supporting my vision, joining me along for the ride. We're almost at 1,000 subscribers, which is fucking so crazy. I love those YouTube montages where it's 100 subscribers, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. Like, I know I'm going to create that one day. And I can't wait for that. But I appreciate you tuning in. I fucking adore you. I'm so proud of you for trying to change things. I'm so proud of you for working on things for your future self. I'm so proud of you for just thinking about it. If you're not doing anything yet, you're thinking about it. And that's the first step. But if any of you are struggling, reach out. because I'm more than happy to talk, whether it's about goals or lifestyles or situations or coaching or direction. I'm always open to conversations. Hopefully, any of you listeners, if you're from Europe, I might see you in the next few months while I'm there. But thank you for tuning in. This is season 3, episode 9 in Vietnam. I'll see you in Europe.